Today's LifeSpring Family Bible is brought to you in part by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/LifeSpring. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Hello and welcome to the LifeSpring Family Bible, episode number 95. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and today we're going to be reading Deuteronomy chapters 7 through 10. Let's begin. Deuteronomy chapter 7. When the Lord your God brings you to the land that you are going to occupy and forces out many nations before you, Hittites, Girgashites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, seven nations more numerous and powerful than you, and he delivers them over to you, and you attack them, you must utterly annihilate them, make no treaty with them, and show them no mercy. You must not intermarry with them. Do not give your daughters to their sons, nor take their daughters for your sons, for they will turn your sons away from me to worship other gods. Then the anger of the Lord will erupt against you, and he will quickly destroy you. Instead, this is what you must do to them. You must tear down their altars, shatter their sacred pillars, cut down their sacred Asherah poles, burn up their idols, for you are a holy people to the Lord your God. He has chosen you to be his people, prized above all others on the face of the earth. It is not because you were more numerous than all the other peoples that the Lord favored and chose you, for in fact, you were the least numerous of all peoples. Rather, it is because of his love for you and his faithfulness to the promise he solemnly vowed to your ancestors that the Lord brought you out with great power, redeeming you from the place of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. So realize that the Lord your God is the true God, the faithful God who keeps covenant faithfully with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations, but who pays back those who hate him as they deserve and destroys them. He will not ignore those who hate him, but will repay them as they deserve. So keep the commandments, statutes, and ordinances that I today am commanding you to do. If you obey these ordinances and are careful to do them, the Lord your God will faithfully keep covenant with you as he promised your ancestors. He will love and bless you and make you numerous. He will bless you with many children and with the produce of your soil, your grain, your new wine, your oil, the offspring of your oxen, and the young of your flocks in the land which he promised your ancestors to give you. You will be blessed beyond all peoples. There will be no barrenness among you or your livestock. The Lord will protect you from all sickness, and you will not experience any of the terrible diseases that you knew in Egypt. Instead, he will inflict them on all those who hate you. You must destroy all the people whom the Lord your God is about to deliver over to you. You must not pity them or worship their gods, for that will be a snare to you. If you think, "These nations are more numerous than I. How can I dispossess them?" you must not fear them. You must carefully recall what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and all Egypt, the great judgments you saw, the signs and wonders, the strength and power by which he brought you out. Thus the Lord your God will do to all the people you fear. Furthermore, the Lord your God will release hornets among them until the very last ones who hide from you perish. You must not tremble in their presence, for the Lord your God who is present among you is a great and awesome God. He, the God who leads you, will expel the nations little by little. You will not be allowed to destroy them all at once, lest the wild animals overrun you. The Lord your God will give them over to you. He will throw them into a great panic until they are destroyed. He will hand over their kings to you, and you will erase their very names from memory. Nobody will be able to resist you until you destroy them. You must burn the images of their gods, but do not covet the silver and gold that covers them, so much that you take it for yourself and thus become ensnared by it, for it is abhorrent to the Lord your God. You must not bring any abhorrent thing into your house and thereby become an object of divine wrath along with it. You must absolutely detest and abhor it, for it is an object of divine wrath. Deuteronomy chapter 8. You must keep carefully all these commandments I am giving you today so that you may live, increase in number, and go in and occupy the land that the Lord promised to your ancestors. Remember the whole way by which he brought you these 40 years through the desert so that he might, by humbling you, test you to see if you have it within you to keep his commandments or not. So he humbled you by making you hungry and then feeding you with unfamiliar manna. He did this to teach you that humanity cannot live by bread alone, but also by everything that comes from the Lord's mouth. Your clothing did not wear out, nor did your feet swell all these 40 years. Be keenly aware that just as a parent disciplines his child, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you must keep his commandments, live according to his standards, and revere him. For the Lord your God is bringing you to a good land, a land of brooks, springs, and fountains flowing forth in valleys and hills, a land of wheat, barley, vines, fig trees, and pomegranates, of olive trees and honey, a land where you may eat food in plenty and find no lack of anything, a land whose stones are iron and from whose hills you can mine copper. You will eat your fill and then praise the Lord your God because of the good land he has given you. Be sure you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, ordinances, and statutes that I am giving you today. When you eat your fill, when you build and occupy good houses, when your cattle and flocks increase, when you have plenty of silver and gold, and when you have abundance of everything, be sure you do not feel self-important and forget the Lord your God who brought you from the land of Egypt, the place of slavery, and who brought you through the great, fearful desert of venomous serpents and scorpions, an arid place with no water. He made water flow from a flint rock and fed you in the desert with manna which your ancestors had never before known, so that he might, by humbling you, test you, and eventually bring good to you. Be careful not to say, "My own ability and skill have gotten me this wealth." You must remember the Lord your God, for he is the one who gives ability to get wealth. If you do this, he will confirm his covenant that he made by oath to your ancestors, even as he has to this day. Now if you forget the Lord your God at all, and follow other gods, worshiping and prostrating yourselves before them, I testify to you today that you will surely be annihilated. Just like the nations the Lord is about to destroy from your sight, so he will do to you because you would not obey him. Deuteronomy chapter 9. Listen, Israel. Today you are about to cross the Jordan so you can dispossess the nations there, people greater and stronger than you who live in large cities with extremely high fortifications. They include the Anakites, numerous and tall people whom you know about and of whom it is said, "Who is able to resist the Anakites?" Understand today that the Lord your God who goes before you is a devouring fire. He will defeat and subdue them before you. You will dispossess and destroy them quickly just as he has told you. Do not think of yourself after the Lord your God has driven them out before you, "Because of my own righteousness the Lord has brought me here to possess this land." It is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord is driving them out ahead of you. It is not because of your righteousness or even your inner uprightness that you have come here to possess their land. Instead, because of the wickedness of these nations, the Lord your God is driving them out ahead of you in order to confirm the promise he made on oath to your ancestors, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Understand, therefore, that it is not because of your righteousness that the Lord your God is about to give you this good land as a possession, for you are a stubborn people. Remember, don't ever forget how you provoked the Lord your God in the desert. From the time you left the land of Egypt until you came to this place, you were constantly rebelling against him. At Horeb you provoked him, and he was angry enough with you to destroy you. When I went up the mountain to receive the stone tablets, the tablets of the covenant that the Lord made with you, I remained there 40 days and nights, eating and drinking nothing. The Lord gave me the two stone tablets written by the very finger of God, and on them was everything he had said to you at the mountain from the midst of the fire at the time of that assembly. Now at the end of the 40 days and nights, the Lord presented me with the two stone tablets, the tablets of the covenant. And he said to me, "Get up, go down at once from here, because your people whom you brought out of Egypt have sinned. They have quickly turned from the way I commanded them, and have made for themselves a cast metal image." Moreover, he said to me, "I have taken note of these people. They are a stubborn lot. Stand aside, and I will destroy them, obliterating their very name from memory, and I will make you into a stronger and more numerous nation than they are." So I turned and went down the mountain while it was blazing with fire. The two tablets of the covenant were in my hands. When I looked, you had indeed sinned against the Lord your God, and had cast for yourselves a metal calf. You had quickly turned aside from the way he had commanded you. I grabbed the two tablets, threw them down, and shattered them before your very eyes. Then again I fell down before the Lord for 40 days and nights. I ate and drank nothing because of all the sin you had committed, doing such evil before the Lord as to enrage him. For I was terrified at the Lord's intense anger that threatened to destroy you. But he listened to me this time as well. The Lord was also angry enough at Aaron to kill him, but at that time I prayed for him too. As for your sinful thing that you had made, the calf, I took it, melted it down, ground it up until it was as fine as dust, and tossed the dust into the stream that flows down the mountain. Moreover, you continued to provoke the Lord at Taberah, Massah, and Kibroth-Hattaavah. And when he sent you from Kadesh Barnea and told you, go up and possess the land I have given you, you rebelled against the Lord your God and would neither believe nor obey him. You have been rebelling against him from the very first day I knew you. I lay flat on the ground before the Lord for 40 days and nights, for he had said he would destroy you. I prayed to him, O Lord God, do not destroy your people, your valued property, that you have powerfully redeemed, whom you brought out of Egypt by your strength. Remember your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Ignore the stubbornness, wickedness, and sin of these people. Otherwise, the people of the land from which you brought us will say, the Lord was unable to bring them to the land he promised them, and because of his hatred for them, he has brought them out to kill them in the desert. They are your people, your valued property, whom you brought out with great strength and power. Deuteronomy chapter 10. At that same time, the Lord said to me, carve out for yourself 2 stone tablets like the first ones and come up the mountain to me. Also make for yourself a wooden ark. I will write on the tablets the same words that were on the first tablets you broke, and you must put them into the ark. So I made an ark of acacia wood and carved out 2 stone tablets just like the first ones. Then I went up the mountain with the 2 tablets in my hands. The Lord then wrote on the tablets the same words, the 10 commandments, which he had spoken to you at the mountain from the middle of the fire at the time of that assembly, and he gave them to me. Then I turned, went down the mountain, and placed the tablets into the ark I had made. They are still there, just as the Lord commanded me. During those days the Israelites traveled from Beeroth Ben-Ayakan to Moserah. There Aaron died and was buried, and his son Eleazar became priest in his place. From there they traveled to Gudgoda, and from Gudgoda to Jotbatha, a place of flowing streams. At that time the Lord set apart the tribe of Levi to carry the ark of the Lord's covenant, to stand before the Lord to serve him, and to formulate blessings in his name, as they do to this very day. Therefore Levi has no allotment or inheritance among his brothers. The Lord is his inheritance, just as the Lord your God told him. As for me, I stayed at the mountain as I did the first time, 40 days and nights. The Lord listened to me at that time as well and decided not to destroy you. Then he said to me, get up, set out leading this people so they may go and possess the land I promised to give to their ancestors. Now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you except to revere him, to obey all his commandments, to love him, to serve him with all your mind and being, and to keep the Lord's commandments and statutes that I am giving you today for your own good? The heavens, indeed the highest heavens, belong to the Lord your God, as does the earth and everything in it. However, only to your ancestors did he show his loving favor, and he chose you, their descendants, from all peoples, as is apparent today. Therefore, cleanse your heart and stop being so stubborn, for the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great, mighty, and awesome God who is unbiased and who takes no bribe, who justly treats the orphan and widow, and who loves resident foreigners, giving them food and clothing. So you must love the resident foreigner because you were foreigners in the land of Egypt. Revere the Lord your God, serve him, be loyal to him, and take oaths only in his name. He is the one you should praise. He is your God, the one who has done these great and awesome things for you that you have seen. When your ancestors went down to Egypt, they numbered only 70. But now the Lord your God has made you as numerous as the stars of the sky. I'm so happy to welcome Audible to the LifeSpring Media family. It's taken quite a long time, but we finally have gotten the deal made. Audible has supported podcasting for some time now, and I can speak from personal experience as an Audible customer. This is a company with first-rate customer service. I'm happy to have them aboard. And for you, the faithful listeners of the LifeSpring Family Bible, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 14-day trial to give you a chance to check out their service. With over 75,000 titles, it's a pretty safe assumption that you'll find some books you'll really enjoy. And to get you started, I'd like to recommend one of my favorite authors, Max Lucado. Max is a best-selling Christian author, and I have several of his books in my own personal library. Audible has several of his books in audio form, read by Max himself, that are sure to touch your heart. One is entitled, It's Not About Me. You know, since day one, we've been urged to look out for number one. And since day one, we've believed the lie, it's all about me. Well, Max Lucado sets our sights elsewhere. He points us upward and shows us how much our lives and relationships would change if we all took our place and played our parts. He'll show you how to bump your life off-center and how to experience the life of purpose you were meant to have. You can have this audiobook free right now if you'll get on over to audiblepodcast.com/lifespring. I'm thinking you'll be glad you did. That's audiblepodcast.com/lifespring. I used to wonder why there was so much review in these historical books of the Bible. I've come to understand that the reason God repeats himself so much in these historical books, where he gives his commands over and over to the people, well, we're the same way. I know at least I am. I need to be reminded over and over the good things that God has done. Tomorrow we'll be reading Deuteronomy chapters 11 through 13. I look forward to seeing you then. My name is Steve Webb. God bless you.